With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. U.S. markets had a turbulent week, including steep losses on Thursday. The major U.S. averages were mixed on Friday as tech shares slumped again. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 64 points Friday to 25,444. The tech-loaded NASDAQ Composite fell 36 points, and the S&P 500 dropped 1 point. On the week, the Dow added 0.4%, the NASDAQ gave up 0.6%, the S&P 500 was unchanged. Mike Wursthorn is markets reporter for the Wall Street Journal, and he joins us in our studio. Mike, it seems like throughout the week there were some sectors that did better than others. Isn't that the case?
Very much so. Investors had to add to their list of concerns. So in response to that, you saw consumer staples rise more than 4% throughout the week. Utilities, another great performer, up 3% throughout the week. What that says, though, to everyone else in the market is that investors are continuing to be very much cautious with everything going on, from trade tensions with China to the latest with Saudi Arabia that's now also going on. Investors are very much in this approach where they want to wait and see. And for the most part, they're not willing to get out of equities. They just want to take a step back a little bit.
It seems like one overarching theme this week was mixed news, including, you know, some good earnings reports, more trade tensions with China, obviously the tensions with Saudi Arabia, concerns about more rising interest rates. And it seemed like that was reflected in the market's weekly performance. You know, it was rather turbulent.
There was an expectation coming into this just previous week that passed that earnings, now that we had over 50 earnings reports of S&P 500 companies, that this might be the thing to get the market moving higher again. But investors were disappointed. You had Netflix on Tuesday report phenomenal numbers, beats across the board, but the stock fell throughout the week. It just didn't recover. And I think that says something about that investors are still questioning whether or not technology can rise in this environment, whether these pricey shares have room to go. So it's very much a risk-off environment still.
Well, are good earnings reports strong enough to provide support for the markets at this point?
This is looking like it'll be one of the last of the strongest quarters, and this is because of the tax bill, but you're still seeing, say, close to 20% earnings growth year over year, sales growth over 7% year over year for the S&P 500. Those are phenomenal numbers, and that's building off of the last two quarters where earnings grew 25% in each of those quarters. Going from here, that's all going to get a little, that's going to slow down, especially 2019 when you don't have that immediate effect of the tax bill. So for investors, earnings is still really good, but I think it's showing that they're more focused on all these other things going on, whether it's geopolitical, whether it's trade, or whether it has to do with Washington, D.C. They're not so much focused on the earnings reports at this very moment.
Right. Related to that, Mike, it seemed like Wall Street was following the lead of China for at least part of the week. China's economic growth was the weakest since the global financial crisis, and I think that weighed on the U.S. markets at some point.
It did, and I think investors are sort of caught in this tough spot where they're realizing growth in China is weakening. The U.S. also is now one of the best-looking economies in the world, but they're trying to resolve, well, where does this trade tension bring the market now? And with that still unresolved, I mean, we're still a far way off. It seems like we're still a ways off from some sort of meaningful deal, that it seems like investors at this point are just pricing in way more uncertainty than anything else.
Do investors basically feel good about the U.S. economy? I know that one report that we're going to get in the new week is the initial estimate of third quarter economic growth. And maybe the wonder is, well, after a strong second quarter, can that strength continue?
A lot of investors still think the U.S. looks the best. We just had additional data come out this week that further supported that this economy isn't showing any signs of stopping, and earnings are reflecting that right now. And next week, we'll have 170 earnings reports from S&P 500 companies. That's the real bulk of it, and that'll give further conviction to investors, hopefully. But that said, I think there's a realization also setting on this point where investors are asking themselves, did we already see the best it's going to get? Can it get really much better from here? And I think as investors look at that, they can't really see how we get better from here without any other fiscal stimulus like we had at the end of 2017.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Mike Wursthorn. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.
The new week will be jam-packed with quarterly earnings reports. With tech stocks having taken their lumps lately, profit reports from Amazon.com and Google parent Alphabet will be closely studied, along with social media stocks Snap and Twitter. Dow Components Caterpillar, McDonald's, and Verizon also report. And we'll hear from Microsoft, AT&T, Boeing, Ford, Hilton, Visa, UPS, and SiriusXM. Consumer products giants Colgate-Palmolive and Kimberly-Clark are scheduled to report their quarterly numbers, as are American Airlines and Southwest Airlines. Checking the economic calendar, we get September reports on new home sales, pending home sales, and durable goods orders. There's also the final reading of the University of Michigan's October Consumer Sentiment Index and a report on third quarter gross domestic product, which is the government's initial estimate of how the economy performed during the summer and early fall. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner from the Wall Street Journal in New York.